Our next speaker is Q Liu from Canada. Please.
Thank you, Rafi, for your introduction. Good afternoon. Today, my topic is tillage effects on water flow, soil mineral nitrogen, and the yield of corn amended with enviro soil. Enviro soil is alkaline stabilized biosolids. This biosolid is from municipal water treatment plants. It's recommended as a lime substitute to increase soil pH. And as the name indicated, enviro could have a certain nitrogen value. This is my structure of presentation. The main variables we collect include surface runoff and subsurface drainage, soil moisture, pH, mineral nitrogen, and yield. These two pictures on the in the bottom, this one is conventional corn, and here we applied mobile plow, and this one is on the top is zero tillage. Zero tillage is a part of conservation tillage, and conserving tillage become more and more popular because there are more advantages. For example, conservation tillage could slow down the organic matter decomposition, could reduce surface runoff, and reduce soil erosion, and could also reduce water evaporation and increase water use efficiency in the dry region. Most importantly, for farmers, it could reduce the time and save the labor cost and the fuel cost. However, there are some concerns about conservation tillage. For example, the low soil temperature in the cold region, it could slow down the seed's germination and negatively affect crop yields. Also, the conservation tillage may not suitable in the poorly drained soil. This map is copied from DeFles, and then the author summarized the corn yields in no-till versus conventional till. It's clearly in the southern, this warm region, and then the zero tillage normally has a positive effects on corn yield. However, in this north region, this blue symbol is a positive effects, but this red triangle is a negative effect. So in the northern cold region, the negative effects is dominated by the zero tillage. However, there are some location have positive effects, and it's clear in the very cold region, in the cold region, that zero tillage is a very complicated, size specific. And here's where our experiments were conducted in the Atlantic region. In this region, we have a short growing season with a frost-free period about 110 days and annual rainfall about 1,100 millimeters. In this region, conservation tillage is feasible on the sandy soil. However, in the poorly drained soils, the farmers normally practice mobile plow in the fall because we have a very wet spring season. We all know that fall mobile plow is not good tillage practice in terms of nutrient management and associated water quality. So the issue is how to improve the tillage management. One option is we could adopt tile drainage because tile could remove excessive water, allow farmers to plant earlier and harvest later to make full use of this short growing season. As a result, this impairment was established on tiled drained field. Our objective is to determine tillage effects on seasonal pH, nitrogen, after applying enviro soil. And I also want to determine tillage effects on water flow and the soil moisture, as well as crop yield. This experiment was arranged as a randomized complete block design. We have two treatments. One is a conventional tillage. We apply more water plow. Another is zero tillage. We have three replicates. Totally, we have six plots. This plot is quite big. It's about 96 meters long by 83 meters wide. In this field, the drain depth is about 80 centimeters with average drain space 7 meters. This show you how we collect surface runoff. By the way, this field is have a 4% slope. So this is a ditch, and then the water will run through the ditch and collect through this Hicken bottom, and then we monitor water flow in this using tipping bucket. It's installed in a nearby hut. This is the results. First is surface runoff. We found surface runoff peaked twice. Mainly peaked in March and April. In both year, in 2009 and 2010, at the peak, we saw conventional tillage has a much higher surface runoff. That could suggest that there may be more nutrient losses associated with through surface runoff associated with the conventional tillage. Here, 2009, during this growing season, the surface runoff is quite small. It's a subsurface drainage. Similar to surface runoff in terms of this peaking time, it occurred between March to April. And on the other hand, the subsurface drainage is different than surface. For example, we found zero tillage has much higher subsurface drainage, which is opposite to surface drainage. And this higher subsurface drainage in a zero tillage could relate to the increased hydraulic conductivity, because normally, compared with conventional tillage, zero tillage may have a higher population of earthworm. That's increase the biopores and increase the soil hydraulic conductivity. Its soil moisture is quite consistent, that zero tillage has higher moisture than conventional tillage. This is consistent with most of tillage studies. The soil pH, it's very clear that once we add, first of all, the arrow bars, the vertical arrows are the time when we apply to enviro. Once we apply enviro, the soil pH has jumped in both years. In first application in 2009, the soil pH increased by 0.6 pH units. In 2010, the second application is increased by 0.3. One more thing I want to point out here. In 2009, this under conventional tillage, the soil pH increased rapidly compared with this zero tillage. This is because the mobile plow makes the contact between enviro and the soil, makes the reaction much faster. But at the end of the season, they reach the same level. Mineral nitrogen. At the first sampling after viral application, we saw the light stream was separated by these two teenage management both years. And this could be related to the nitrogen immunization in the conventional tillage because in our study, in this case, the nitrogen concentration in Enviro is quite low. It's less than 1%. And also, we plant corn. Corn have a very high carbon nitrogen ratio, the residual. So that could make this nitrogen immobilization happen and a lower soil nitrogen. But except this first application, the sampling of the first application, other sampling period, there are no difference between the treatment difference. That means the tillage difference. The last is corn yields. We found corn yields are higher in zero tillage compared with conventional tillage. It could be related to the higher soil moisture. And between years, we found 2009 has a higher yield than 2010. The higher yield in 2009 could be related to the previous crops. We have a soybean, and that may have the nitrogen credits to the following corn crops. So these are conclusions. Water flow is mainly occur in non-crop growing season. For surface runoff, the conventional tillage is much higher than zero tillage. The opposite is true for the drainage. And zero tillage increase the soil moisture and yield, and tillage practice has a minimal effects on soil pH and mineral nitrogen. It's very important that we found that zero tillage is feasible on tiled in this very cold region once we have the tiled in the field. Last, I want to thank Corey Roberts and Dan Gillis for their inputs to these projects. And I also like to thank the funding support from Nova Scotia Federation of Agriculture and its Department of Agriculture and its Agriculture Program and Natural Science and Engineering Research Council. Thanks.